In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we will continue the commentaries on the book of Jonah, starting from chapter 3. You all know chapter 1 gave us the story of the escape of Jonah from the call given by God. Chapter 2 gave us the story of his burial in the belly of the sea creature and his beloved prayer. And chapter 3, that's, you know, again, the mission of Jonah. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, Arise and go to Nineveh, the great city, and preach there according to the message I previously spoke to you. When you listen again, that this is the second time, you know, it's better to follow God from the first time. Because when you just reject or run away from the call of God, you will suffer. You will not live a happy life, a peaceful life, because you are not following the will of God. You are following the will of devil. There is no third will, the will of God or the will of devil. So when you stick to the will of God, you will live your mission and you will live in a peaceful life. You may suffer, but all your sufferings are, you know, kind of investment in your life to the afterlife. But when you just follow your mind or the mind of the people, you are making the will of devil. So Jonah is restoring his life again by listening carefully to the message given by God. Arise and go to Nineveh, the great city, and preach there according to the message I previously spoke to you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, just as the Lord spoke. Nineveh was an exceedingly great city to God. When the Bible said many times that it was a great city, God will never see the cities because of the buildings or the fortune, or God is seeing the city with the number of people, because the people are sons and daughters of God. God loves man. God loves all human beings. So saying it's a great city, he will mention in the fourth chapter that it was like 120,000 people. In this time, it was a huge number. So it was a great city. And you know, because it was a great city, God cares so much to save these souls. Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, just as the Lord spoke. The word of God said, just as the Lord spoke. That's exactly the perfect model of life, that you are doing just exactly as the word, as the Lord spoke. Nineveh was an exceedingly great city to God, a journey of about 3 days. It sounds like they count the mileage or the size of the city, the area, with the walking. So it says that in order to walk from side to side in this city of Nineveh, you may take 3 days. So it sounds also like a big one. But you know, Jonah did not spend 3 days walking and preaching. Jonah began to enter into the city going a day's journey. So that's strange, because if he likes to be faithful and cover all areas with the preaching, with the word of God, he was, at least he should go for 3 days walking and preaching. And if he is very much faithful, he will go 3 days, 3 days, 3 days. He will continue walking around and preaching the word of God until he see what will happen. But actually, it sounds also like Jonah, to this minute, he is not happy with the mission. He was obliged, he was pushed to do the mission, but still he is not happy with the service. You know, many of the servants in the church are not happy with their service. So they are doing the service with no warm feeling, with no passion. And this is not good before the eyes of God, because God is good, God is kind. God wants all people to be saved. So we need to love whoever we serve. But Jonah began to enter into the city going a day's journey, one day journey, where he proclaimed and said, yet 3 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Nineveh shall be overthrown. You know, he did not even tell them that my God is very merciful. I had done a big mistake and he forgave me. I was a sinful man like you, but because I prayed, he forgave me. He forgot what I have done. So you have a good chance. You just repent. You need to the mercy, the forgiveness of God. Actually, it looks like he did not say any of this. He said only that there is, you know, a warning coming from God, 3 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. These people might not believe in him, might not, you know, follow his word, but actually these people accepted the warning and they listened carefully to what he said. And he said it just for one day, but still everybody, you know, took his word and gave it to everyone around. And the word of God through Jonah, you know, went everywhere to the whole city. All people started to repent. Maybe because he was such a good man of God. Maybe because they knew that this man was in the sea creature. And that's why the Lord Jesus said that they accepted the sign of Jonah. Because when Jonah regained his life, he started a new life. He, you know, kind of considered a dead man and then a new living man. So people looked to this story as a sign of God. So they accepted what he said. The word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe. You know, these people had done all kinds of sins. They were not good people. They were very bad. But maybe they have just one good thing. They were humble because they accepted the word of God. Even the king, he did not say, I'm the king, I will not accept this words, this man is just deceiving us, don't follow such a strange man. No, he accepted the warning of God. So if you are humble, you can easily accept the message of God. But if you feel proud of yourself, you will never listen to the word of God. So even the king and all the people in Nineveh accepted the warning. The word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and put on sackcloth, and sat upon ashes. That's, you know, their way of repentance, the expression of their saying sorry to God, that their way, their ritual at that time. And when they fasted completely, even for the animals, for the babies, because they did not know even the commandments given to Moses and to the Jew people. And Jonah did not teach them how to pray, how to fast, how to repent. He just warned them. But because of these people were kind and accepted the warning, they started to express their repentance their way. It was proclaimed and spoken in Nineveh by the king and by his great men, saying, let not the men, cattle, oxen, or sheep taste anything, eat or drink water. So the men and the cattle were clothed with sackcloth, and they cried out fervently to God, and they each turned back from their evil ways and from the wrongdoings of their hands. Look to this. The perfect model of the repentance of a whole nation, big congregation, 120,000 people all repented faithfully, and they were strong in their repentance. They stopped doing all what they knew about evil, and they showed up their repentance in staying away not only from evil but from all luxury in life. So they ate nothing, they drank nothing, they even put the sackcloth, which was very harsh, to their bodies, expressing their prayer. Who knows if God shall have a change of heart? And this proved that Jonah himself did not give them a big hope, because what they used to say at that time, who knows if God shall have a change of heart and turn from his fierce anger, that we shouldn't perish. So although they were not sure of the outcome of their repentance, they made all what they could do. They repented, they prayed, they stayed away from evil doings, they fasted strongly. So they had done their role perfectly. And you know, we need to focus on the fear of God as a motive of repentance. Nowadays, some people do not like to hear anything about the judgment of God, the anger of God, the wrath of God. They just want to see the love of God. But sometimes it ends up that people are, you know, are not focusing on their repentance, because they always say that God is merciful, whatever we do, God will forgive. That's not correct. That's a bad one, because devil will push us this way. But God is fair, God is just, God hates evil. God warning everyone to repent, and we need this fear of God in order to be strong in our prayer and in our repentance. And we should follow this perfect model of Nineveh people, because they took it very seriously. They stopped, they could stop all evil, bad things in their life. So it's our call now. Can we do the same? Because we know also that the time of judgment, the day of judgment is coming. And we now know much, much, much more than these people. We know who is God. We know God created us. We know Christ, the Savior, the Lord who came to save us. We know the eternal life. We are following the steps of many, many saints who repented and lived a holy life. So we have a better chance. So for these people who knew nothing but showed this model of repentance, they will be much better than any of us. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil ways. And God had a change of heart about the evil which he said he would do to them, and he did not do it. This means that God proclaimed to Jonah that if these people stayed in their life, the previous life, what bad things they were doing, definitely his wrath is coming. So he gave this warning clearly, and he was honest in this. So they turned from their evil ways. God had a change of heart. What kind of a change of heart happening to the heart of God? Does this mean that God is changing like men actually know? When you ask, when we ask our theologians, forefathers, they told us that there is no change in the heart of God. But in order to express the change of decision given by God, he made it this way, as if he changed his heart. But actually, God foreknew that these people are ready to repent. They will accept the call of Jonah. That's why he did not give them much chance to think of forgiveness in the early beginning. But he gave a strong message of warning, they accepted the message. They had done their best in repentance, so God as if changed his heart. But actually his heart is the same. God loves people. Even the evildoers, God still loved them. But because God loved these people, he's waiting for their repentance. Because God, with the free will of man, cannot save man without his free will. And the best expression of the free will of man is to repent, to go back to God, to follow the will of God, to follow the old image of God in man, to be good like God. So, when they started to be good like God, now God is happy with what they do, and he could save them. So this word of changing heart, don't take it like literally, that God is changing decisions and changing in his heart. The heart of God is just full of love, and he cares for the salvation of everyone. He may not declare all things to people, but we are sure of his heart that he cares for the salvation of everyone. God saw their works. It's another good verse, because God is always seeing our work. If we are serious in our repentance, in loving people, in doing the commandments of the Lord, God is seeing whatever we do. And also if we are busy with our earthly life, we are busy with the lusts, we are hating each other, we are living life of people away from God, still God sees. So when you remind yourself that God's eyes are there and he sees everything, it will help you to repent. Because you are not afraid of the eyes of men, but you are afraid of the eyes of God. God can see even in the darkness, not only in the light. Also, you know, it was written that they turned from their evil ways. So it's not only like turning back from the evil works, but evil ways. Because the way of man, what kind of way you are living, when your way is always covered with money-making ideas, that's a complete wrong way. When you are busy in your way is to enjoy your life here with the lusts, and you are egocentric, you are focusing on yourself, that's a wrong way. The whole way is not the right way. So repentance is always changing the way, not only the work itself, but the whole way should be the narrow way, the narrow gate of heaven. So you are changing the way to live the only way, who is Christ, our way. Glory to God. Amen.